Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know it, BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. A big shout out to the team down that way. Hope you're well. Give us a call and have your say, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this deadly country. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Have you say your mob yarn up strong. Now, a key finding of a new Royal Life Saving Report. The report found that over a 10-year period, the number of drowning deaths of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people has dropped by 47%, which is good numbers, decreasing, but need to bring it down to zero. We're going to catch up a yarn to Stacey Pigeon, National Manager, Research and Policy, Royal Life Saving Society Australia. On the line, Stacey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a very important conversation, and the numbers have dropped, 47% decrease, fantastic. Need to bring those numbers down a lot more, but any decrease is a good thing, yes?
It is indeed, and it was over a 10-year period, so it's awesome to see that that decrease, but as you said, there is definitely more that needs to be done, and I would like to acknowledge all those families and communities who have lost someone, and we do hope that over the next summer that, we hope that there aren't any more drowning deaths, but there are just some simple things that we can do to keep ourselves and our families safe around water.
Exactly. What other key points were found in the report?
Well, what's really pleasing is that we've seen low numbers of school-age kids, so those aged between 5 and 14, and low numbers of drowning and low rates, which is really awesome to see. It means that a lot of our programs that are focused on that age group seem to be working, which is fantastic, but we still are seeing quite high numbers of drowning in young children under the age of 5, and also men as well over the age of 45. So in terms of young kids, it's about making sure that we supervise kids at all times around water. I know it is really hard that kids can run around and, you know,
it's hypo, exactly.
All the time. but it's just introducing little things like making sure they don't go around the water without an adult, without mum or dad or nana or auntie or whoever, and making sure they hold hands when they're around water. Mm. And introducing those sorts of rules from an early age are really good. And then with men, we know that sometimes men tend to maybe overestimate their skills a little bit and maybe underestimate the risks around water. So, you know, making sure you have your mates with you and looking out after your mates is really a big thing. And maybe if you've had a few drinks, not to go in the water is a good thing as well.
Well, exactly. And when we're talking about water, we're talking about entertainment, we're talking about family gatherings, we're talking about barbecue, and sometimes alcohol a factor as well. So we need to take care and be careful with what we're doing and be in control and look out for family members.
That's exactly right. And we do want people to have fun around the water. We know that it brings a lot of joy and social gatherings, like you've just talked about, but it's just about being sensible and looking out for your friends and your family is a really big thing.
Stacey, would you agree that media is doing a great job in regarding talking about the importance of safety around water?
I think there are some really great messages that go out in the media over the summer, but there's certainly more that does need to be done. We've got some amazing programs going on around the country as well, but it's also about having a chat to your family and friends over the summer as well. We know that, you know, word of mouth is very powerful in social media as well, so making sure people are doing the right things. And if you see one of your mates, you know, heading towards the water after having a few drinks, maybe have a chat to them. And also, you know, again, making sure that there's someone always watching kids around water at all times is really important. And I know it can be quite hard when we're all excited and, you know, when we're with family around the water, especially in summer and around Christmas time. But really important that we do keep an eye on little ones around water.
I suppose we can take the affirmation, we're all in this together, yes.
Yes, I do think so, definitely. And, you know, it is just about keeping each other safe. But as I said, so things like supervision, not going into the water after having alcohol. If you're going out on a boat, wearing a life jacket, because you never know when something's going to happen.
Exactly.
And also going with someone else and telling people where you're going, because we do know from this report that a lot of people did drown in remote areas, and we know that people like to have their secret fishing spots and
yes.
things like that. But that means that it takes longer for someone to find you if something happens. You know, so it is really important that we do tell someone where we're going as well.
Hey, great conversation, Stacey. Thank you very much for sharing. All the best to you and your family, your team. Stay safe. We'll yarn soon.
Thank you. You too.
Bye, Stacey. Adela Young there, Stacey Pidgeon, her name is, National Manager, Research and Policy, Royal Life Saving Society Australia. And key new research findings have found that there has been 47 decrease in the past 10 years of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people drowning. So very, very good news, but we need to bring those numbers down more. And us mob, we love our water, of course, and the heat is on, especially up here in far north. So we need to act safely and provide a safe platform for our pickaninny as well. Very important. Have your say, Jan Armstrong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Jan with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. As BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. To Deadly.
Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, you know, at BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Happy NAIDOC Week, you mob, too, Deadly. Here in Australia, embraces NAIDOC Week with celebrations of First Nation culture, and they engage with Aboriginal artist Davina Hart. Got Davina on the line. Davina, very good morning. How are you, brother?
Very, very good.
Thank you very much for coming to the program, brother. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
So I'm originally from the southwest region of the Noongar people in Western Australia, and I'm currently based in Port Douglas at the moment.
And Port Douglas, North Queensland, just up the road, brother. I said we could have caught up and had a cup of tea and had a yarn.
Yeah, that's right.
Listen, congratulations on your beautiful work. Here in Australia, have commissioned you to do some artwork in celebration of NAIDOC Week, and great to have here in Australia embrace and celebrate NAIDOC Week. Tell us about your artwork that you delivered to here in Australia, please.
So the piece that I've delivered to here in Australia is called The Spirit of Sound. Mm. And it's just what the importance and the relationship between what the piece is about the spirit of sound, yeah, and how important sound is to Aboriginal people.
Yes.
And for Australia Islander people, yeah.
So how did this engagement happen? When did Here in Australia contact you? How did they contact you? How did they hear of your work? Paint that picture, please, brother.
Yeah, so they got in contact with me about a year ago. And, they wanted to get a piece that says, what does hearing mean to Indigenous people? Mm. And so on the painting, I've got the three circles that represent sound as well. So I have music,
yes,
and songs, and also Mother Earth as well. So when we're clapping the clapsticks or playing didgeridoo or in terms of play drums, that is the importance as well as hearing that, because through those songs is where, we learn about our culture, and that's how the knowledge is passed down as well.
Beautiful. Davina, can you tell the mob what NAIDOC means to you, and tell us about the tool you use to educate the people of the world about our culture using art? So what's NAIDOC mean to you, my brother?
So this week's NAIDOC theme, always was, always will be.
Mm-hmm.
What that means to me is, embracing, First Nations people and the occupation, and probably being occupied. Really embracing that, because we have a very rich, history and culture. And I think that people should, really kind of take that on board, because we do have so much stuff to share, and especially how to, look after Mother Earth.
Yes.
Well, because it's very, very important to us. So, if we look after Mother Earth and she looks after us, and, we all live in Australia together, so, we should, focus on embracing the knowledge.
Exactly. Brother, where'd you get the passion and become an artist, and how long you been doing it?
I have been pretty creative my whole life, just painting. I was in painting and drawing. So it's been about four years I've just kind of been painting, mostly every day, and trying to make something out of that as well. So, it's really awesome that I can be able to paint as a full-time artist and share the knowledge.
And who is your inspiration to become an artist, my brother?
There was a fellow that I met out at Uluru, and he did a really beautiful, deadly painting, and and I just couldn't believe how detailed it was. And it just, yeah, at that moment, it was, you know, it was unreal. I was like, you know, that's really inspirational. I'd love to, you know, be able to paint like that one day, you know. And, yeah, so I think that moment there really, really stuck with me as well. So I've also, yeah, been playing around with, you know, creative thoughts. So I think it was almost bound to happen.
Excellent. And you're based in Port Douglas. Are you working with an art store, or what work are you doing up there, my brother, with your art?
Just in Nagari Dara here in Port Douglas.
Okay. And you're doing some work for that art store, is that right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's just a gallery, so I just put my artwork just through that way.
Okay, beautiful. Beautiful. And so Port Douglas is home for you?
Yeah, yeah, pretty much now. So I came up to Port Douglas to eventually kick off the, you know, the art side of things, and it's gone really well. And I got myself a little tribe along the way too.
Good.
So my beautiful partner, Brooke.
Yes.
And also got a little girl as well, so she's turning two soon, so...
And what's her name? And what's her name, bro?
Delilah.
So Brooke and Delilah, big shout out. Thank you very much, my brother. Great sharing with you, and fantastic. And congratulations with the work. And here in Australia, have embraced your work and embraced NAIDOC Week celebrations, First Nation culture. To Delhi, my brother, you take care, and we'll yarn soon, eh?
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Diddly Yarn there, Davinder Hart, his name is, Aboriginal artist, based in Port Douglas. He's a Noongar man, and he was approached by here in Australia who've embraced NAIDOC Week with the celebration of First Nation culture, and proud to announce the week-long celebration of the history and culture of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples and the importance of good hearing health during this year's NAIDOC Week. So thank you very much here in Australia, and to Diddly Yarn with the Aboriginal artist there, Davinder Hart, to Diddly. Have you say your mob yarn up strong to the conversation here on NAIDOC, on having the celebration yarning up here on the NAIDOC Week, it is, with the Bally one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So give us a call, have your say, 1-800-422-416.
Back to the old Yarra ranges. That's where my heart will always be. Take me back to the old Yarra ranges, in a land of tropical scenery. As we walk through the fields of that's where my heart will always be. Take me back to the old Yarra ranges, in a land of tropical scenery. We'll be right back.
this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I
remember the day. A very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know it, BBM Bumber Group Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, next segment we got is Which Way Yarning, proudly sponsored by Pekoni IGA, Brisbane, Edmonton. They give us a box of fruit here at Bummer Bripper Media, which we promote healthy living, healthy lifestyle for our young school-based traineeship. So thank them very much, very much, the Pekoni mob. Fantastic job. And we yarn with the Edmonton Police. I've got Senior Constable Nicole O'Rourke on the line, and she brought bodyguard Adam Frew, OIC from Laura. A very good morning to you both. How are yous?
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Yes, good morning.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Nicole, start with you. Who your mob? Where are you from?
I'm in Dingy Country. My grandparents are from over at Yarrabah. My grandparents were born over there. And, I myself grew up in Brisbane, but I've moved back home here and, doing my living
connection
up there,
to Yarrabah, which brings Adam into the conversation. Adam Frew, OIC, officer in charge at Laura. But our topic today is about Yarra Yarns. Senior Constable Nicole O'Rourke is from Yarrabah. You've got a beautiful story regarding Yarra Yarns, how it all started. But you're based up in Laura, and I'm trying to work at the geography here. You're in Laura, officer in charge, and we're talking about Yarra Yarns, but you gave birth to Yarra Yarns, so take it away. Please educate us on how it all started.
I started Yarra Yarns while I was based at Yarrabah in 2016. Basically, there was a lot of negative media coming out of the community and other Indigenous communities at the time, and I thought, well, how about all the good stories? Let's highlight the good stories and go around and interview people doing great things, interviewing elders, leaders, educators, role models, influencers, achievers, and motivated community members, and get their stories so they can share to everyone else, you know, for a bit of inspiration, motivation, education, empowerment, and reconciliation.
Well, when we're talking yarns, all yarns don't have to be negative yarns, is what you're saying, Adam.
Yeah, so it started because I was all these negative yarns, so went around and got everyone's positive yarns.
Positive yarns, that's right, yes, exactly.
The negative side of it.
Fantastic. So tell us how it works in regard to Yarra Yarns. Is it you as an officer interviewing people, recording it, or tell us how you use that tool?
Yeah, so initially it was me, myself, and police liaison officers. We'd go around, we'd identify who to interview. We'd go around, seek their permission first of all, and see if they're comfortable to sharing their yarn. And I found that most people are very comfortable with sharing their yarn. They want to, they want to tell their story, and everybody has a story.
Yes.
Just went around and recorded their story, took their photo, transcribed the yarn, and then shared it on our Facebook, Instagram account for family and friends and the world basically to read and get inspiration from. I'd like to actually thank the participants, because without them, the project wouldn't be possible. So
when was Yarra Yarns, when did you give birth to that?
So this was in 2016.
Okay.
I based it on concept called Humans in New York. So over in New York, they did the same sort of thing. So I thought, well, we could do this in Indigenous communities to get those positive stories and you just learn so much, about the history of the community, obviously the life of the person, culture, beliefs, language, professions, achievements, opportunities, and challenges in those communities as well. So you learn so much, not just as police, but also the general public are learning so much as well about the particular community. And culture, and it's empowering for the storyteller.
Empowering as well. Adam, I see it as a fantastic bridge builder as well for boys and girls in blue and working with the local people, local mob.
It certainly is, because when you start talking to people, you do you do sort of understand the underlying issues a lot more because you know the history of the particular community. Each community has their own, you know, their own history, their own story, obviously their own culture. So, yeah, I've learned so much. I actually love doing it. And I like to share it amongst my peers as well so they can learn when they're policing in those different communities.
So Yarra Yarns still continue in Yarraba, even though you're up at Lura?
Yes, so basically now I've extended the participants to other communities. So I still gather stories from Yarraba, but also share stories basically from up in the Cape as well. So being based in Lura allows me to do that. But also I also have help from, like I said, the police liaison officers.
Yes.
Other entities like there's Faces of the Strait who are on Facebook, Deadly Stories with Zapsit, they're on Facebook, Red Earth organisation. They've also gathered stories too, and I share their stories as well. Mm. So any positive story that I come across, I share it.
And the title is still Yarra Yarns, isn't it?
Yes, it's still Yarra Yarns because Yarraba or Yarra is a modified language word, which means a meeting place. So
yep.
It definitely it fits. I've talked to the elders to get permission to continue to use that name, and they are totally on side and give me the permission and totally supportive.
Well, that's what I was alluding to in regard to Yarra Yarns, still with that name, still operating, and you're in Lura as the officer in charge. So I was, going to ask you, how was your communication with the elders in running with Yarra Yarn on another man's country, we would say? But you spoke to the elders and they was all okay, thumbs up, about the concept and idea?
Yes, they love it because, first of all, I am sharing stories from Yarraba, but I'm also sharing stories from other communities, and everyone's making the connections between Good. Each other as well.
Yes.
And since we've been running for 4 years now, the name Yarra Yarns is in other communities now, so they do know what it's all about when I approach them. So,
Good. It sounds like it's become a marketing arm for Yarraba as well, promoting to the world out there. Hey, Yarraba, we're up here in Far North Queensland. Come and visit us.
Exactly, and I've been breaking down their perceptions as well, that people in Cairns go, oh, can you go to Yarraba? I was like, well, yes, you can, but, people still think you need a permit to go to Yarraba,
There you go, there's like the education right there.
I just love doing it, it's great.
Fantastic. Look, I think it's a great concept, great idea. And so with you who gave birth to Yarra Yarns and you're doing it up there at Lura as well, so do we still have officers and police liaison officers in Yarraba still doing the Yarra Yarns? And how do you communicate and crossing over with stories or how's that work?
Yeah, so basically the internet's a great thing these days.
It is.
Any police liaison officers or other officers that get gather yarns, they flick them to me so I can post them on our Facebook and Instagram sites. And I also have people sharing their yarn directly to me as well. So, they'll get hold of me and I'll send them a sort of official invite type thing with just some information of what I require. And then they'll email me at yarrayarnsproject@gmail.com.
Yes.
And then I can share their story as well.
So how do people see Yarra Yarns? Have you got a Facebook page, have you?
Yeah, so there's Facebook and Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Just look up Yarra Yarns.
Look up Yarra Yarns. Too deadly.
And it'll pop up.
And can people ring you to tell their story with Yarra Yarns?
So if they can contact me through either Facebook or Instagram or email, which is yarrayarnsproject@gmail.com, and then we can set up the initial contact and go from there, and then I can give them a call at a time that's convenient for them and get their yarn.
Look, I think it's powerful. It, like I said, it's a good bridge builder and, look, a great opportunity. Probably a message out there to all communities as well as officers, police officers. Pick up the ball and run with it, they can start their own so-called Yarra Yarns, if not with another man's country's name on it, and do the same concept. I think it's about bringing people together, having conversation, and a deadly yarning circle, yes?
Oh, exactly. And Nicole, she's I've I've yarned with Nicole, so her Yarra Yarn is on Yarra Yarn, so go and check that, check that story out, and her mum.
Find out all the whole story, hey? Hey, Nicole?
That's right.
Yeah, it's all there. It's all there. And Adam did a good job of reproducing our yarn in the Yarra Yarn, so
Beautiful. That
was, it was a good experience.
Fantastic. Well, Adam, thank you very much for sharing. Adam Frew, officer in charge at Laura, who gave birth to Yarra Yarns, and Yarra Yarns up and running. And like I said, promotion for Yarraba, Too Deadly Your Mob over there. And Nicole, thank you very much for bringing Adam to the table in regards to which we're yarning, is what we do here on this segment of National Talk Black. All the best to you, Senior Constable Nicole O'Rourke, and also OIC Adam Frew. Thank you very much, my brother.
Thank you for having us.
Take care, guys. All the best.
Yes, happy NAIDOC week.
Happy NAIDOC. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
A deadly yarn there. Officer in charge, Laura, Adam Frew, and he's the brother that gave birth to Yarra Yarns. So check it out. Facebook, Instagram, Yarra Yarns, and also Senior Constable Nicole O'Rourke, who leads up Which Way Yarning segment here on National Talk Black. You can have your say and add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. That deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Yarning with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbo Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National News Radio Service. Have your say, yarn up strong. Speaking of yarning, which way yarning? Yarn up strong here and tell us what's happening in your world. 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what you doing, your mob? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Da boy! JW, yeah.
Why? Tell me why.
Tell me why.
She was my baby.
Yeah.
When the sun goes down on my island town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns. Yeah, it turns blue. Table for two, way in the bed. And I sit alone and think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of the island moon. So if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the two broken G's dancing out of the beams of the island moon. Think of two young lovers running wild and free. Close my eyes, sometimes see you in the shadows. I'm still missing you. Sat here and cried. How many lies that I've lied? And I thought, oh yeah, she'll come back someday. Yeah. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as the light island moves. So if you lose your one and only, there's always room.
Somebody. And when she got me tell ya I'm not easy. Truly well it's another whole new level. Me feeling the trouble, me heart a bit double them. Can't express the way me a feeling. Land some them no baby fi calling. Me had to go boom bro, hoping how slow. It's feeling me gal is not normal. Wish I could have ticket tock tock the clock. Me better turn him back time just to get you back. No, this ain't the real me because you're not hearing me. I'm so incomplete.
So if you lose your one and only,
of
Another deadly track there by JW, Justin Wollingham featuring Jar Boy, and that's Island Moon, and cover from Brooks and Dunn here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. You are yarning with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, a host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Now, New South Wales Premier wants to change one word in the national anthem to recognise Indigenous Australia. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian wants the national anthem changed to acknowledge Indigenous Australia, saying such move would be a sign of respect and dignity. Ms. Berejiklian said she had been mulling for her decision for a while. The ARLC decided not to play the national anthem before the State of Origin clashes this year. However, that decision was subsequently reversed. And Ms. Berejiklian said that the line, "We are young and free," should be changed to "We are one and free," in order to recognise Australia's 60,000 years of Indigenous history. "I think it's about time we recognise the tens of thousands of years of the First Nations people of this continent," she says. "I feel for Indigenous Australians who don't feel the national anthem reflects them and their history. And I think if we say we are one and free, or we're one and free, it acknowledges that we're not really young as a continent. We're tens and thousands of years old when it comes to human inhabitants." The Premier's stance confirms after a raft of high-profile Indigenous NRL players choose to remain silent during the national anthem before last year's State of Origin matches. So have your say. Tell us your thoughts regarding the one word or change in the national anthem. And we as First Nation people feel that a lot of conversation should be happening around, well, changing the date, changing the national anthem, changing the constitution, all the above. Tell us your thoughts here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
One generation from a warrior, one generation from a warrior, one generation from a warrior, that's what we are. One generation from a warrior, that's what we are. One generation from a warrior, one generation from a warrior, one generation from a warrior, that's what we are. One generation from a warrior, that's what we are. Our fathers were warriors, their fathers before them, but though we're now civilized, our hearts are not far from them, 'cause we're one generation from a warrior. From a warrior, one generation from a warrior, that's what we are. One generation from a warrior, yes, that's what we are. One generation from a warrior, one generation from a warrior, one generation from a warrior, that's what we are. One generation from a warrior, yes, that's what we are. Now that we know where our people come from, we found our identity, our spirit lives on and on. And Shabit got a rubber-dub style, island warrior, but we plan all wild. Listen to the beat, to the rhyme, to the rhythm, we gon' make you jump, kakar, now you get him. To kick a raga in a natty vibration, we are the children of the next generation, coming to you with a positive style.
Yeah, beautiful track, Two Daily, One Generation from Warrior, with Brother Drew's with us in spirit, my brother. And this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Bella George. George, good morning. How are you?
Hey, morning, morning. Good song there from Andrew A.
Andrew Nemoc, that's right, my brother. Yeah. Drew's, yeah, yeah. One Generation from a Warrior, my brother, yes.
What's going on now? You going?
Yeah, with us in spirit, brother. How are you travelling? Yeah. All right, bro? What you in the yarn about?
Good. Going good. I just heard you talking about that national anthem, eh?
Yeah, changing the one word. New South Wales Premier suggests we change the word from instead of "we are young and free," "we are one and free."
Yeah,
and acknowledge and recognise in the First Nation people of this country, 60,000 years? What's your thoughts?
Well, get rid of the lot. Get rid of the whole thing.
Get rid of the lot, do you reckon?
Oh, yeah. Look, it even started with Advanced Australia Fair. We're fair, me. We're fair go or fair skin,
yeah, good point.
Know?
Good point, so brother.
That's even from the start. And that's old anthems from the 1800s, eh? That's
well, exactly, and the Constitution as well, you know. So
and the Constitution, well, changing around.
We weren't recognised back then, were we, as First Nation people? We weren't recognised.
Indigenous peoples, First Australians.
Yeah.
Right
yeah.
up from prep, right up to high school.
Mm-hmm.
Tertiary education, university. Yeah. History in there.
Yeah, make a good point, my brother. Good point.
Hello.
So change the light. Can you hear me? George? Nah.
Hello.
George, give me a call back. I can hear you, yes, but you can't hear me. But you make a very good point in regard to FAIR, yeah, Advanced Australia FAIR. Well, where's FAIR is your appointment, your statement. So there it is. Create a conversation, why not? But you did make a good point as well in regarding the Constitution. National Anthem was written back in the 1800s, and there it is. And we weren't recognised as human beings and flora and fauna. You're talking to a mango tree here. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? 1-800-422-416. Try and get George back online. Too deadly. Beautiful track there, Gathu Mawula, and that's Gurumul and the Sydney Sympathy Orchestra. Beautiful, beautiful. Have you say Yarn Up Strong? We got George back on the line. George, you there?
Yeah, speaking.
Yeah, thank you. So, Advanced Australia FAIR, not FAIR at all. Good point.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So, how are we going to do it? We're going to take the whole thing out, or rewrite it, or have a competition and see how it goes, or what are we going to do? I'll have another one. Waltzing Matilda.
So the New South Wales Premier saying change one word, you're saying change the lot, brother.
Change the whole thing, yeah. You can see everybody's not happy, eh? So,
well, exactly, you know, when we're talking about being together, well, it doesn't state that, does it, in regard to the anthem and the Constitution?
Yeah, there's a few words that we don't understand, eh? Good, go girth by sea, what's that mean?
Mm. Girth by sea, yeah.
Yeah, well, there's heaps of stuff in that, and everybody's, well, all the schools are singing it, National Anthem, every morning as they're on the parade, you know, and there's still, nobody explains to them what it means. They're just singing it from the board.
Well, the brothers aren't singing it at State of Origin level or Australian level, you know, on the sporting arena.
Yeah, we were watching it last week, and that Prime Minister, he had a hand in that, you know.
Mm, exactly. Strapped
and what's he got to do with anything? Hey.
Yeah, good point, brother. Good point.
And why don't we have digi players on the field before we start?
Mm.
You know, and that's what I guess. Well, this has been broadcast all over the world.
Yep.
State of Origin.
Yes.
In Europe, in England.
So for them not to acknowledge First Nation people, it's egg on their face. They're hanging their dirty laundry, so to speak, is what I'm picking up, brother.
Exactly. They've been doing it for years. Everybody knows Australia's a racist company and country. And if you tell me different, you know, you're lying to yourself and you're lying to the people of the Indigenous peoples of Australia.
We're still
a racist country.
Yep.
Wherever we go.
That's how you feel, brother. Yep.
That's all I got to say. Thanks,
brother. All right, brother George, thanks for calling. Thanks for your input. Too deadly. George there having his say. Yarnup Strong talking about New South Wales Premier wants to change one word in the national anthem to recognise Indigenous Australian. And Brother George says, no, get rid of the lot. Change it. A whole new song. It was written back in the 1800s and we weren't even thought of back then as human beings. So have your say, Yarnup Strong. Got about 6 minutes left on program. Here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Hey, Dylan Dam here. Can I get a ticket to the Mangrove Hotel, please?
T.I. taxi driver going round and round. A giant traffic circle in a tiny town. Knows everybody's business, what's going on? T.I. taxi driver going round and round. Ronnie's parked under the almond tree, eating kai kai from Mary's bakery. Waiting for another call to come. Just enough time for a sweet cream bun. T.I. taxi driver going round and round. Giant traffic circle in a tiny town. Knows everybody's business, what's going on? T.I. taxi driver going round and round.
Victor's doing a late pub run. Friday night and everybody's having fun. But he knows he's got to work late and get up in the morning in the taxi by 8.
Hotel, please.
Michael Seaman there, going to walk home here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarning up strong here, 1-800-422-416. But that number you may have to call tomorrow, because Murray going to sign off here for the day's program. You can text a brother, 045-714-0550, and that's 24-7. And otherwise, Keyboard Warriors, you can get on the webpage and check it at Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Otherwise, Jamal, thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are still in the pandemic, and the only vaccine we got at this point in time is the rules that we need to abide by. Too deadly. Stay safe.